to the Where Is My Weed At podcast.
Ready?
Hey, everybody! It's me. They called me up, you know, in between our season break here, and they wanted me to, you know, come on and you know smoke a little bit of this herb. It's my first time, so I'm really nervous, and you know my heart's racing a little bit. I'm having a panic attack. Oh, Jesus!
Actually, hey guys,
you good, Marty?
What's going on?
I'm good. I don't know what happened to my voice there.
Thanks for coming, though. Where's Rick?
He's he's in space or something.
Okay.
And I don't know where he is. He doesn't tell me these things anymore. You know, we've had a little bit of a falling out ever since last season.
Okay, I hope you could buy it later on.
We'll say that again.
I hope Rick could come by later on.
You know, if he shows up, I'll definitely let you know.
Okay. What's up, man?
Not too much, man. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, crazy, amazing. Like the first time I heard you talk the voice, I thought like, is he like, are you the person who's the voice from Rick and Morty? Like, that's so crazy. Like, how did it come about, though?
So, here's what happened. Obviously, I was a big fan of Rick and Morty, but I found this game called VR Chat. And as soon as I got my Oculus Rift, I downloaded that, and I was just messing around. And one of the avatars that you can actually get, you can get like basically any avatar in that game. The game is insane. And I found Morty, and I don't know, I just tried his voice, and it was okay. But I practiced at it, and I actually met some really cool people on there. So I played that game for, I don't know, about a year and a half, like every night, just practicing this voice. So I just became pretty good at it.
Half a year?
No, a year and a half.
A year and a half? Damn. Well, that's dedication, though.
Yeah.
Whose voice did you learn the first?
Morty's.
Morty's, yeah. Okay. And then how do you learn Rick and all, and Mr. Meeseeks and all?
So, voices like Mr. Meeseeks and like Mr. Poopy Butthole, those voices just kind of cut. If you can do Morty's voice, you can definitely do those voices already.
Okay.
Rick's is a little harder, and I never really tried it until recently because a couple of my friends from VRChat can do like great Rick impressions, so I just started kind of impersonating them.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit hit or miss with Rick, but still.
But you're definitely, like, when it comes to Morty, probably the best with the VR chat friends, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that you said that you thought I was the original voice actor because I have gotten that. I've actually tricked people into thinking I was Justin Roiland on VR chat.
You definitely you definitely can trick people, man. But how did you learn it? Like, you just talk, what's the process in finding that pitch, that tone? Like, how do you... I don't even know where to start if I want to imitate, like that kind of voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's... I don't know. It's really weird. I was a singer, actually, before all of this. So I guess I have sort of vocal control as it is already. But it's sort of like... you know how to do a falsetto voice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this.
Yes, right?
So you kind of just make that screech, like tighten put your tongue backwards in your throat and do a falsetto and like add a little bit of a screech to it. And it kind of goes from this to this.
No, I can't do it.
You're close. I know you don't think that sounds good, but you're actually really close on that.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to you in a year and a half. And we can have a Morty battle.
There we go. I'm down. We'll have a Morty rap battle.
Yeah,
a
Morty
that?
Rap battle. We should do like a collabo, like fake Morty album.
Yeah, that would be actually pretty hilarious.
So have you watched the last season from Rick and Morty?
I did, yeah.
I haven't watched it though. So no spoilers, but how do you think about the...
I would say the first half of the season, because it came in two halves. The first half is pretty, it's good, but it's different. The last half of the season sort of kind of goes back, I feel, to the beginning of the show. Like, the feel of the show goes back to, like, the first season.
Okay.
Which I really appreciated. A lot of people say it's lost its touch a little bit, but you get that with any show over time, you know?
Yeah, but I just thought it could be like, I'm not sure, because it's not like it's bad or something, but I thought it could be like Family Guy, where it's just constant, you know what I mean? I think the problem with Rick and Morty right now is this, they're not very constant with bringing out output, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think one of the, so Family Guy is a little bit more formulaic in that they basically could have like a script outline where they just fill in, you know, weekly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty, the episodes aren't really the, you know, it doesn't follow the same format each time. So it comes off to me as something that they definitely have to put, not to knock Family Guy or anything, but I think a little bit more work goes into Rick and Morty's storyline every week.
No, you're right. I think the possibility of the storyline when it comes to Rick and Morty, since they have this, you know, dimensions, it's endless, you know, and they don't have any like rules that they have to like follow. So if you have an endless possibilities of storylines, it's just hard. Like, they need like a year or something for 4 episodes? I mean, come on.
Well, the animation style is part of what contributes to that. I never knew how like tedious animation really was until recently, and it's pretty insane. You know, I think they're spending like, I heard this number, so I could be way off, but it's like $1 million per episode for the animation alone.
You know, like it's 100%. Like if you read the credits, like there's teams of people who's just drawing backgrounds. You know what I mean? There's people drawing like accessories in the house. So I'm like, they have a lot of teams just to make that kind of details, you know. But how did you know about animation? Like, did you try to get into it?
No, I have one of my friends actually that I've grown up with. We've done a lot of creative projects together. He went into the film industry, and his brother went into the animation industry. As a matter of fact, for a number of years, his brother actually worked on The Simpsons.
Wow.
So just sort of recently got to, you know, pick some people's brains and, you know, figure out the actual process.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not one of those, if you're using actual like drawn animation, it takes so much more time than, you know, if you were going to go with like a computer graphic 100%. Or some sort of style like that.
Okay. But like, does it interest you? Like, would you ever do like a voiceover role?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've actually sort of been looking into that recently.
Okay.
But I'm not, I don't know. I haven't like tried a lot of other voices or creating my own voices or anything like that. Okay. So
let's talk a little about your TikTok account, because that one went like viral probably, right? Because I saw just like a couple of 100,000 views or something.
I think the one you're talking about is where I'm like bashing on other Morty impersonators.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A joke.
Yeah.
I'm just joking around, but I'm like, oh, you know, you guys are shit. Like, I'm big money, hard body Morty G, you know, something like that. I did that one, and then I don't even know why it took off. There's apparently a huge Rick and Morty following on TikTok.
Oh, so you didn't like purposely share it everywhere or something?
No, I just uploaded it, and next thing you know, my phone's going crazy with notifications.
Okay.
And I did a second one where I was actually jokingly bashing Justin Roiland, and I was like, oh, you know, his voice is changing a little bit. Like, if you need help, I could do it. And that one took off crazy. And then actually, I don't know if you've seen it, but just recently, actually like probably about 5 days ago, I posted another one. I don't know if you've seen this TikTok trend, but it's like people stand in front of the mirror. They're like, oh, one day after blah, blah, blah.
Two days. Yeah, I know.
I did that. I was like, okay, this is one day after watching Rick and Morty. And the next scene, okay, this is 2 days after watching Rick and Morty. And then the next scene, ha-ha, this is 3 days after watching Rick and Morty. And that got like 120,000 likes. It's
crazy.
Beat both of the other videos combined. So.
Well deserved.
I don't know, man.
Well deserved.
No, I appreciate that. But I don't know how I feel about like
what
getting mildly TikTok famous over like something that's not original. But it's fun, right? Yeah,
it is weird, right? The concept of TikTok famous, like, it is, there's such an obsession about this TikTok fame. It's just crazy, don't you think?
Well, I think I used to not like TikTok, and I still have some issues with it. Like, I don't want to get like too conspiratorial or anything, especially it's China, you know, stealing your information. But
well, it is an app from China. I mean, the Chinese company bought it. So
yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Let's get deep into it.
the whatever, you know, anybody, any governmental body that wants to get our information, they're going to get it anyway. I'm just going to have fun in the meantime.
Exactly.
And the sort of community and interaction that they've built on this app is pretty crazy, because I feel like people are just way more active on TikTok than they are on other social media platforms right now.
100%. And I think with TikTok is, there's a lot of creative people in there. Like the videos, like people, when they first started, it was musically, I think it was about dancing. So people still think, okay, it's bunch of people dancing. Well, you still have it, but if you scroll a little bit and just, you know, try to discover a lot of things, there's a lot of creative people out there, and they just make amazing videos where I think I spend more time nowadays in TikTok than on Instagram.
That's same here. You know, there's so much wonderful short form content. People doing these skits, they're almost like watching minute long movies sometimes, you know, like it's pretty crazy.
And the thing is, I think people underestimate how crazy the app is. Like the thing that you can do, the editing options, it's just like an editing app.
Yeah, it's almost like up to par. Actually, it's probably better at that sort of thing than, like, I don't know, iMovie for iPhone is.
Yeah, like, definitely, because in iMovie you can't do that kind of like transitions and all that, you know. So TikTok is definitely a powerful app. So no one from Rick and Morty like ever got in contact with you or something?
No, they're not on TikTok actually.
Oh, okay.
This is funny. People keep tagging Justin Roiland.
Okay.
But it's not actually Justin Roiland. Like, he's not on it. So they're just tagging this random person. And they're probably like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, who is this? Yeah.
When did you find out about Rick and Morty? Like, did you watch it from the first season?
I did, and the entire reason that I paid attention to it at first, years and years ago, before Rick and Morty became a thing, Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon, they used to be part of something called Channel 101, and it was sort of like an online video community that eventually migrated to YouTube, but they did a lot of short films. And the reason I found them is because... I'm not trying to like advertise anybody's stuff here, but there's this old YouTube series called Cautionary Tales of Swords, and it's hilarious and it's genius and it's wild and zany, and a bunch of these, actually Justin Roiland is in it. So I checked out some of their other stuff, and they had a short animated film called Doc and Marty, which was sort of a spoof of Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
And it's Justin Roiland doing the voices. Doc is Rick's voice. Marty is Morty's voice.
Yeah.
And it's this like wildly zany, disgusting, very sexual. Like,
I need to see that. That's on YouTube still?
You have to look up Doc and Marty Uncensored to get the full idea. Anybody who wants to know the genesis of Rick and Morty, go look at Doc and Marty. You'll be very surprised.
Oh man, I haven't watched it.
Cartoon Network saw that, and they hired them to make a show based off of that, and they ended up calling it Rick and Morty instead.
Okay, so it's true that Rick and Morty is basically also a little bit based on Back to the Future.
Yeah, and actually in Rick's garage, you can see a box that says time travel stuff on his little shelf there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I found out about it a little bit late. I think it was already the second season, right? Mm-hmm. And I tried to watch it the first time, and somehow I didn't like it. I didn't like the storyline, and I didn't like how it was drawn.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I smoke a lot of weed.
And then you loved it, right?
And then I tried it again, actually. And then I thought, damn, how crazy is the storyline? Is this, you know, like how they come up with this shit? Like, especially like, what's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode. Oh man, it would be hard to pick one. If I had to, though, I would say possibly actually one of the more recent episodes where Rick builds Morty a like a saving device. He can save his quote character in a point in time. It was one of the last episodes, actually.
Okay, and Morty, I never watched it.
He keeps like going and doing a bunch of shit he's not supposed to do, and then he just goes back to his save point.
Okay.
And so he thinks he's like saving his point in time, but then Rick ends up explaining to him that it's actually something to do with a bunch of alternate universes. And every time he went back to his save point, he was killing another Morty.
Okay. Like, oh man, I gotta watch that one.
It's pretty dark actually, but it's hilarious. It's really well done. That's probably my favorite episode.
My favorite episode is the multi-dimensional television.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
The first one, especially the interdimensional cable.
Interdimensional cable, the one with the fake doors and stuff.
Real fake doors.
Real
yeah.
fake doors. When I watch it, I'm like, "Damn! Like, how high or what kind of drugs do you have to take to come up with it, with the story?" And what I like about the episode is also Rick and Morty were going along.
You know, yeah.
Like they were just chilling and watching television, and I really liked that one. And
so a lot of that episode is improv.
Oh, okay.
And that's what a lot of their old stuff on Channel 101 was. It was just all like improv'd nonsense. And that's sort of one thing that's changed about the show. The show has become a lot more scripted. It used to be a lot of improv, and I kind of miss that.
Oh, that's why.
But, you know, they're still doing a great job anyway.
Yeah,
but definitely. Yeah, and you can if you go back. I'm sorry.
No, go.
If you go back and watch Interdimensional Cable 1 and compare that to Interdimensional Cable 2, you'll see like a stark difference in how comfortable they feel improvising episodes now.
I don't even remember the second part.
Yeah, there was an Interdimensional Cable 2.
I saw on YouTube a clip about the one where I think it was Justin Roiland. Where he was drinking and drunk doing the voiceover.
Yeah, so he used to actually drink a lot for Rick's character.
Okay.
And, you know, because I think they ask him, like, well, how do you get the burps in there? He's like, well, I actually drink a lot and get drunk, and beer makes me burp. So that's kind of how the character came about. And I'm like, that's dedication, man.
Definitely. Do you think...
Kill your liver for a show.
The things you do for fame, right?
Right. Yeah.
What do you think there will be like an iconic? Wait, let me put it differently. Do you think they're going to be here a while, Rick and Morty?
I think so. One of the strengths the show has is, you know, there's a lot of memes about the show.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
Things that get memed a lot tend to fade out of social consciousness a lot faster. But because Rick and Morty is so meta, like they recognize what's happening to them, I think a lot more than other shows do. They sort of take that and fuck with it inside of the show.
Yeah.
And they just keep capitalizing on this sort of being able to break the fourth wall a lot. And that infects people's subconscious. When you break the fourth wall, I think it sticks more. And I don't know.
Is that Rick?
Cartoon Network ordered. Yeah, it was a little bit of Rick there. You know, it's kind of funny because I was doing these impersonations so much. Sometime last year, for like months, every time I would like burp, it just became habit to be like, oh shit, Morty. I would do it at work. It was really inappropriate. Like, it was funny though. It was funny. But Cartoon Network ordered 70 episodes before this last season of Rick and Morty. So they'll be here for a couple of Cartoon Network.
Yeah. How many?
They ordered 70. 70,
70 episodes. God yeah. damn. Okay.
So that's about 7 seasons if they keep up with the 10 episodes per season.
I hope so. That's crazy. Well, yeah, I hope they're going to be around for a while because, I don't know, like, for stoners, that is one of the best animation that you can have right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You know, there's a lot of concepts that really jive with being high.
Definitely. Know, do you watch it when you're high?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't, and I probably should. Well, the reason, so my, the way I smoke weed is kind of like, it's more medicinal than for fun. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah, go.
Let me light up a cigarette for this story. Hold on. Sure. So when I first smoked weed, I was like 18 years old, and I had like a series of these wild and crazy experiences on it. I hallucinated a couple of times, which I know is really unusual.
Wow. Okay.
And the times, like one time we were upstairs in my friend's bedroom and we were smoking and my heart just started like racing. Mm-hmm. Right. And, I like put my hand on my chest. I was like, oh, am I having a heart attack? And it was like I could see my heart through my hand and I saw it like turning into water, right?
Whoa.
Sounds crazy.
What kind of idea is that?
I don't know. It's got to be laced with something. So I said this out loud to my friend and he's just like, shut the fuck up. Sit down, calm down. A couple of times later, I was at a pool party. There was this girl there that I really liked. For some dumb reason, a friend and I, we had an espresso drinking contest, right? And I drank like 9 espressos. And I got so jacked up and nauseous. And like, I probably was on the verge of having a heart attack. And this girl is flirting with me. And I had a crush on this girl forever. She's like, giving me the come here fingers, like, come on, get in the pool with me. And I'm like, I gotta go throw up. So my friend's like, dude, you are blowing this. What you need to do right now is smoke a bunch of weed. So he gives me a bunch of weed. I smoke it. And I don't know if it was like a super sativa strain or what, but my heart's racing. Everything got exponentially worse. I was having an anxiety attack for like hours.
Okay.
And that was basically the last time I smoked weed up until about a year and a half ago. I started getting these crazy migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. Jump into the future. Turns out like I had a herniated disc in my neck. And I heard a bunch of people say, well, weed helps you feel better. So I was like, all right. Started smoking it just a little bit at a time. And it really did help. So now I use it just when like my anxiety's up or I've got a headache. And now it's not affecting me in any negative ways. So I probably should just smoke it for fun too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, when you have a migraine, then you can smoke it and then watch Rick and Morty.
There you go. Maybe I'll do that today, actually, now that I'm already
a little bit fucked up. But is it legal in your state?
No, okay. It's not. But
not even medicinal?
No. Well, yes. So medical marijuana is legal.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have a medical marijuana license. Okay. But that's fine.
Because I also have a medicinal license. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, I could get it legally.
So there's a really strange thing happening. They have a medical marijuana board that decides the conditions that you must have for qualifying for a medical marijuana license.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stuff on there, like, you know, cancer patients can get it, people with glaucoma can get it. Mm-hmm. But none of the things that you would think would be, you know, the heavy hitters for marijuana use, like epilepsy. You know, people with epilepsy respond great with marijuana. People with anxiety and depression, like, marijuana is great for those things. None of those things are on there. And every time they've been brought up to this board, they shoot it down. And it's just so disappointing.
It is. And it is very weird, I think, because, like, I mean, aspirin, everyone uses aspirin for something, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why can't we just use weed for something, you know?
Aspirin and, like, NSAIDs, they're infinitely worse for your body than
Advil
marijuana is. Yeah. You know, like, you can fuck up your liver and your kidneys with that shit. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Can't kill yourself with weed. So, yeah. I don't know. I'd actually tried to qualify, and that's when I found out that, you know, the things that I have are not covered, which is dumb.
That's dumb, definitely. And but I think in general, the United States, when it comes to cannabis, I think they're moving in the right direction, like in a federal level, because it's definitely way different than we have here in Germany. I mean, it is legal medicinally, but, you know, there's this ongoing discussion about whether it's would be bad or not. And then, I don't know, like, it's just, they're just stuck in a place, you know what I mean? And they just can't move forward. And when you look up, like, Canada or United States, I think the states or the cities that have legalized it, it's not like the city's going under, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know why they don't look into it.
Well, I think what the real setback is, you know, I think the whole world, as far as marijuana is concerned, has made a lot of progress in the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that you have a lot of old people in government and in power still that are just, you know, they were brainwashed in like the 60s and 70s about the dangers of marijuana as a gateway drug and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I think over the next 10 to 15 years, and this is going to get dark, but when those people start dying off, you know, we'll have a lot less resistance to making the right changes.
Yeah, that's what I think also. But sometimes when I look at our politicians, at least in Germany, like, they're like 40, and there's some of them, you know, like mid-30s, where you think, okay, they probably know what's up, but they're still against cannabis. So I'm not sure, like, this old thinking, it's, I don't know, like, they just inherited, you know? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, they have to pander to a base that is aging too, you know, as I don't know if it's the same in Germany, but at least in the United States, older people tend to vote way more than younger people. And, you know, there's a whole argument you could make about that, but our Senate and our Congress is just like, you know, 90% 70 and 80 year old dudes. You know, like, our president is 72.
Okay.
And, you know, the majority leader in the Senate is like, I don't know. I don't actually know how old he is, but he looks like he's 80. Mitch McConnell, son of a bitch.
He should smoke some more weed.
God. I think if all of these dudes just did that, we would have a lot less problems in our country right now.
100%. Because, I don't know, some people just need to smoke weed and chill a bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, just from personal experience, I can tell you that, like, if the majority of people smoked, the world would be a much happier place.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
How is it in the States, though? Because I only see it through the news. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, the news show you what they want to show you, right? So,
yeah.
Is it bad in your state, or, like, where you live?
Things are really bad right now.
Okay.
Between the coronavirus and the
rioting and all.
the rioting, the Black Lives Matter movement, which I don't know how political you want to get. So stop me if I if I'm getting too political, but I
no,
you know
I
fully.
I mean, there's no rules in this. This podcast, and even if you don't agree with each other, mm-hmm. we could still just you know respect the opinion of others, and that's why.
Sure thing.
That's what I want to do in this podcast: just smoke weed and talk about things. You know what I mean? And listen to each other.
I got to tell you, I really appreciate that because so many people. Here's one thing that we've been told all throughout our lives in this country, and it's you don't discuss religion and politics with people. Mm-hmm. And I used to like subscribe to that idea. I used to think that that was a good idea, but I think people telling us that all our lives, if we had instead been saying like, oh, you should talk about those things, mm-hmm. I think a lot of us would be able to meet in the middle more. But now nobody talks about it in their personal lives, and they've just gotten so radicalized on the left and the right mm-hmm. that now instead of being able to like actually discuss ideas, they just get really defensive.
Yeah.
And the more the right says something, the more the left hates the right and vice versa. And now we're just in this crazy political theater where, you know, we can't agree on, you know, the fact that people shouldn't be put down because of the color of their skin, you know, like,
yeah.
I fully support Black Lives Matter, and I'll give you an example of the problem. One of the big problems in this country right now. Just yesterday, I was with a couple members of my family, and they watch Fox News, and Fox News only shows like the extremely negative things about anything that they're talking about. So they focused on a story where supposedly members of Black Lives Matter were handing out flyers that said they're going to kill all the white people. And I'm like, that. And they're like, oh, look what Black Lives Matter believes. And it's like, that's not what they believe.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like you're looking at the extremes of every situation. So I don't know. Between that and coronavirus, things are just massively fucked up right now. Fortunately, being a nerd and a loser, I've been adapted to staying at home and being socially distant for quite some time now.
Awesome. Is are you in your studio right now? Like that looks
I am.
Dope, man.
Yeah.
Like tell me
this
about,
is actually
about it. Like, did you build it for your podcast or
we did. So this is actually just a little corner of my living room.
Okay.
But what we did, you know, I had my desk set up here and we had sort of like a temporary studio setup, but once we invested in our microphones and our little mixer and all this stuff, we decided it was time to soundproof it. So we got some sound dampening blankets. You can see that behind me over there.
That's definitely soundproof what you got. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And we covered these whole two walls. So we're just completely covered on either side. We added a bunch of cool lighting. I know the listeners can't see it. So it's kind of, we set a good atmosphere in here for us and our guests.
And do you play drums or where you have like electric drums?
I do. I do play drums.
I also play drums, man.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Are you in a band?
I was in a band, but when I was in a band, I played bass, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
but
you
I
know, drummers.
Like, I don't know, like Green Day when I come around, I still know how to do the drums and a couple of Foo Fighters songs.
Cool. Okay. You know, as drummers, we branch out musically into other instruments a little bit. But I was actually, I started playing when I was 14, and I was in a band with a couple of dudes that I'm actually, we still mess around to this day.
What do
you
play?
You can see it. I played the drums.
No, I mean, what kind of song?
Oh, metal.
Oh,
mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're like a badass drummer.
No, I used to be, and now I'm garbage. I haven't played seriously in like, I don't know, 10 years.
Okay.
But so I sold my acoustic set and I mm-hmm. bought a Roland V drum kit so that we could, because we all live in different states and stuff mm-hmm. now, so we could record online and, you know, collaborate that way.
How are those things actually, the electric drums? Are they good?
They're good. So I went through because, you know, I was going to drop a lot of money on this. So I decided that I needed to have the best that I could afford. And I got to tell you, these Roland sets, they almost feel like you're playing the real thing. So
really?
Yeah, yeah. That's why Roland dominates the field, because no one else matches up to this.
But they also sound like good.
Like, yeah, and you know, you can spend. I only spent about $1,100 on this set. So the sounds that it comes with mm-hmm. are not that great. They're not terrible. But I ended up buying this program for about $400, called Superior Drummer, where you can literally make your set sound like the best set in the world. Like, you, they do this insane recording process of all these different drum kits, and they put them together in these virtual drum kits that you can hook your electronic machine up to. So now I can have a, you know, a DW set if I want. I can emulate the sound of a $4,500 set instead of, you know, the cheap garbage that I have.
Okay. But man, your equipment looks nice. Like the microphone looks dope.
Thank you. Running a Audio Technica BP40.
Okay.
Actually, later today, I'm going to be getting a Rodecaster Pro podcasting soundboard. Yeah.
I want to buy that one. That's so
I'll tell you what. Go to sweetwater.com. You can make, you know, monthly payments on it. It's only about $600 right now. Yeah. And, you know, for people like you and me, I think it's the best option.
Yeah, I think it's the best option. Like, I've been thinking about getting it, and I was thinking, okay, should I get a microphone or should I get a Rodecaster Pro? But I think the microphone, I think it's good enough. And, you know, like, if the content is right and the audio doesn't suck, it is good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. What are you? You're using a condenser mic right now?
Yeah, it's from Marantz, and I use like a mixer from Behringer.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah, and then I, before I put it online, I like normalized it and, you know, just do a couple of noise reduction on Audition.
Yeah. And I use Audition too.
Yeah, Audition is dope.
Their preset for podcasts is amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
that's what we use, so.
Yeah. Have you watched Midnight Gospel?
I have not, no.
But do you know about it?
I don't.
Man, like, for real, you should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So it's basically from Duncan Trussell. He also has a podcast.
Okay.
And basically, the film, the series, is drawn based on a real podcast episode. So what you hear is actually a real podcast episode.
Okay.
But the storyline from the drawings, it doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't really has anything to do with what they're talking about. So it's very difficult. Like, the first time I saw it, like, I was so high and I thought, okay, this is mind-blowing. But right now I just have to listen, and the next time I can just watch the film, because it's really, like, it's like a mind-blowing experience. You should definitely check it out.
I am looking it up right now. I've got it in my Netflix watch list now.
tell me a little bit about your podcast. Like, are you doing it alone or?
No, me and my friend Eric do it. So years and years ago, back in 2007, I started a internet radio show back before we called them podcasts. And, we were just doing it out of my house with, like, you know, the cheap little stick computer microphone. Yeah. It sounded fucking terrible.
Okay.
And then the original co-host and I, we had a falling out. It was my best friend at the time, and he just decided to leave the show, you know, as much as you can. I don't know what that means back when you're not even a real show. But then... a couple of my other buddies and my girlfriend at the time stepped up to help me out. And then somehow we got involved with these people who were working out of an actual studio in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. And they just gave us a studio space. It was an old website called sportstalknetwork.com. Mm-hmm. And And then, you know, suddenly we went from being in my, like, in my house with my shitty computer to actually having, like, real studio microphones in an actual room with, you know, mixers and equalizers. Had no idea what we were doing. And we were breaking a lot of rules, like, you know, just using music from wherever we could find it instead of, like, you know, buying the rights to it.
Yeah.
And that lasted... Yeah, you know, like all the shit we have to deal with now where you got to pay, you know, $45 for a fucking sound clip for a lifetime license, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that lasted about a year. We had our own, quote, network called Mirus Music and m2liveradio.com. So skip forward in time. That ends. And that was 2008 that ended. So here we are. Probably 10 years later at this point in time, about 2 years ago, my old buddy actually moved in with me. He's my roommate now.
Okay.
And one night we were just like, we were talking about the old show, and I still have all the old equipment. So I pulled it out and we're just looking at it. And we're like, man, we should see if like we can actually still use this stuff. So we did a test episode and we're like, you know what? We should just actually start a podcast.
Yeah.
So we did, and we had our first season, and, you know, we were just figuring out the kinks the whole time, and then we took a couple months off, and then we restarted for season two, and, you know, I actually put the work into it, him and I, we both did, to have, like, a format, a couple of segments, and trying to get more involved in the podcasting community, you know, the small podcasting community, which is how you and I met.
Yeah, man. Thank you for being here, though.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you having me on. So, you know, now we're just trying to, you know, feel it out and get ourselves out there.
What is it about?
What
is it called again?
The Downright Good Podcast.
Downright Good Podcast, that's
yeah.
Right.
www.downrightgood.net. And we're on, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. The main part of the show is sort of just like general entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of segments. We have Nerd Pop. We talk about nerd pop culture, tech news, we're still, you know, figuring these segments out to see if they work or not. We have like a then versus now. We talk about how something used to be done in the past versus how we do it now.
Interesting.
And then we have sort of like the part of the podcast that, sorry, one second. The part of the podcast that takes most of the work is this little second, little couple of minute long segment called Jimmy and George, world-renowned podcasters. I'm sorry, newscasters. Mm-hmm. And it's like these, we sort of imitate like 1940s radio hosts.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you know, wow. And it started off as a way to just sort of like do news. And I know it's really hard to explain it without listening to it. But we used to do a news segment from the past, and then these two characters get transported to the future, and they do a couple of modern news segments. And it was fun, but it's sort of morphed into, like, it has its own storyline now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in, they got, you know, they were supposed to be teleported to the future, but they got sort of caught in between time and the signal, radio signal, and they're in, it's just this whole crazy adventure now. And it's super fun to do. And it's sort of taking over the podcast a little bit. You know, we spend like an hour actually recording the podcast. Then we spend like 6 hours setting up this whole storyline and segment. Yeah. So, you know, it's just fun to listen to. It's nothing serious for anybody who is just wants something to chill to. Okay.
You mentioned Sports Network when you were in the radio.
Yeah.
Are you did you do sports segment?
No. So our show back then, we had this local radio radio station called 100.7 WMMS. And the morning radio show was sort of like a shock jock,
mm-hmm.
you know, extreme radio kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was super fun to listen to. So we try to kind of emulate that. And they actually brought us in because they had a lot of sports shows and they had a couple of variety shows involved.
Okay.
So they wanted us to be one of their variety entertainment shows.
But you're not a sports fan or something.
No. I used to follow basketball.
Okay, when you mentioned Cleveland, Ohio, I was like, okay, LeBron James.
LeBron is the only reason that I got into sports at all.
Really? Okay. Okay, well, we have that one in common, man. Like, LeBron James is... I mean, you could say whatever you want about him, but you can't tell him... you can't say that he's not a good person, a family guy who did...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did great for his city and his family. Like,
one of the best sports, you know, one of the best athletes of all time.
Ever.
B, no controversy, you know, no bad stories come out about this dude. And C, he broke the drought, you know, he broke the curse of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And
that was crazy probably, huh?
Oh, I got to tell you. I have never seen, there's two instances in my life where I've seen the general public really get along.
Yeah.
And one was when Pokemon Go released and everybody was outside doing their thing. And the second was in Cleveland when we won the, you know, the world championship, whatever, the, fuck, what do they call it? Yeah, we won the whole thing, you know?
You wanted to, were you in the parade or?
I didn't get a chance to go to the parade, but immediately... As soon as we won against the Golden State Warriors, everybody, I could hear like my whole city light up. Everybody was outside screaming, like a million car horns were honking. And for like the next month, everybody in Cleveland was so nice to each other, which if you live in Cleveland, you know, is really unusual.
I really didn't think that they would get it, you know, like it was pretty impossible to do, but man, they did it. Like, I'm like, wow, goddamn, LeBron.
I got to tell you, that's going to be a movie someday because the last 7 clock minutes of that game are probably the most insane minutes of any sports game of all time.
Yeah.
They were stuck at 89-89. And the things that happened are so dramatic. Like, LeBron hurts himself.
Yeah.
Something happens with Steph Curry. I don't know. It was just... Watching it was so intense. My heart was racing. I was like, I'm going to need to go to the hospital after
this. And then came the block, you know. And then, I mean, man. Yeah. And how they won it, it's just like, okay, they earned it, you know. Like, it was this hardworking championship.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even the year before when they lost against the Golden State Warriors, the things you saw, like what Dellavedova did, was crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to see the difference from one year to the next, because we made it to the finals for like 3 years. So it was 2015 we made it, 2016, 2017, and I think even 2018, actually. And then LeBron left. And that difference that the one player made, we went from being in the finals every year to being the worst team in the league.
Yeah, that's how you actually could measure how good LeBron is, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And even, you know, he just physically carried the team, and he mentally carried that team all the way each time.
Man, he could physically, literally carry the whole team. You know, like... I don't know what kind of specimen he's from. Like, I don't know. Like,
great genetics there. When I realized that he was my age, he's like 36 or something like that. He's only 2 years older than me. I was like, man, I'm a piece of shit. I need to go to the gym. You know?
But man, whatever you do, you can't be LeBron. So, you know, I just gave up on that dream line long time ago.
I'll be happy enough just to shake his hand. And that's it.
So, man, we're almost at the end of the episode.
Okay.
And at the end of the episode, there's this 5 kana questions, weed questions.
Okay.
And the questions are always the same for the guests. And I'm going to do it with you.
Lay them on me.
First question. How old were you and where were you when you the first time you smoked weed? And how was the high?
I was 18. I was... on the shore of our lake here, Lake Erie, and nothing happened to me. Like it didn't affect me at all. Okay. And people told me like, oh, your first time, you don't really get high.
Yeah, but that's
true. Yeah, so that's like a, yeah, it's like a, I don't want to call it an urban legend, but everybody says it. Yeah. And apparently it's true because it didn't affect me.
Second question, what was your last munchies?
My last munchies were Cool Ranch Dorito chips.
Cool Ranch last Dorito night. Chips. God damn.
Yeah.
It.
And Reese's Cups.
Reese's Cups I love.
They're my favorite. But yeah. Dude, if you've never had Cool Ranch Dorito chips, I don't know. I'm assuming they probably have them in Germany, but
they have Dorito chips, but if you don't have the Cool Ranch.
I don't know. You got to like find a way to import these because they're amazing.
I definitely need to check it out. I mean, my sister lives in Hawaii, so probably when she's flying to Europe, I could ask her.
Yo, sis, bring those Cool Ranch Dorito chips. Get me the blue bag.
Yeah, get me the Kinect. Third question, if you could smoke with whoever you want, dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh, that is an interesting question. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say Nikola Tesla.
Okay.
There's so many like mysteries around this dude. There's so many conspiracy theories, and I just want to know what's true. I want to know how much of a, you know, mastery of electricity this guy actually had. And I want to find out if he actually had a way to make wireless energy transfer like free and mass adopted, because that's one of those.
From the space, you mean?
Like he built these, he had a plan to build these towers that would wirelessly send electricity everywhere.
That was Pyramid supposed to do, I thought, you know, to get an energy like from the lightning and all.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of the same idea.
Yeah.
And I would love to find out if that's true or not.
Okay. Next question. What's your favorite thing to do when you're high?
Play Rocket League. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this game. That or Overwatch. I just like to play video games when I'm high.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a way to go.
Yeah.
Are you better at video games when you're high?
You know, surprisingly, yeah. Like, I know people say it's supposed to like impair your senses and reaction time, but I feel like I'm so tense all the time that when I smoke and I'm relaxed,
you just play.
It's kind of like, yeah, I clear my mind and I just play, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely it. Last question. Which emojis would you use to describe your high right now?
Oh, man. I'm not that cool. I don't really know. The Vulcan, you know, live long and prosper emoji.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good answer. Like, we never had that one before.
Yeah, I don't use a lot of emojis.
Hey, man, it was a lot of fun talking to you.
Yeah, this was great.
And
I'm going to have to get you on our show for an interview soon.
Yeah, for sure. Just tell me when. And I hope Morty's having had a good time listening to us.
Let's see. Morty, you got to say goodbye to the people, Morty.
All right, hold on. Here I come. Hey, everybody. You know, thanks for having us. I'm sorry Rick couldn't make it. You know, he's just a giant fucking asshole, so he didn't come. But, you know, check out, you know, keep subscribed to the 420 podcast. Is that what it is?
Where's my weed podcast, Morty?
Where's my weed podcast? And check out, you know, the Downright Good Show, and, you know, just have fun listening to all of us on TikTok, and I'll catch you later. Haji!
Thanks, man. Appreciate it a lot, and thanks for taking the time, and see you next time.
All right, man. Thanks so much, and I'll let you know, and we'll set something up for you to come on my show, man. Thanks so much.
All good.